and online at WWGH1071.com.
NewsForce is a new kind of news impacting your life. Exclusively on NewsForce247.com.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Yes, that's my name, and thank you very much for tuning in about 15 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the great city of Marion as we broadcast from our new digs, our new studio, our House of Radio, 523 South Prospect Street. Thank you so much for tuning in today, whether you are listening online through TuneIn or the website or watching my live video on Facebook or the old-fashioned, old-school way on your radio, megahertz 107.1. That is where we hang our frequency hat. Here at the Talking Place, we have great programming for you all day long. I was a bit of a guest on the Scott Spears program earlier. Linda Sims and William Obenauer, a well-known, well-talented or very talented artist here in Marion, talking about the new digs, the new week, bit of a new beginning here at WWGH Radio with much, much more to come. We are taking your telephone calls, and again, multiple topics can be addressed here on the Adam Lepp program, which we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break, although it does have other monikers from time to time. 740-383-9944, that is the telephone number. And you might ask, why would you want to call me? Well, many reasons. You can try to play Stump the DJ, ask me a musical trivia question, or sing or recite some bars from a tune between approximately 73 and 87, and I will try to guess the tune, maybe even guess the singer and the year. Good morning, you are on the Talking Place. Good morning, you're on WWGH now. Yes, can turn your radio down, sir. Turn the radio down a little bit, that'll help. Okay. One quick, yeah, just turn your radio down when you call the station, because we're on a 10-second delay. Can you hear me okay, sir? Hello? Okay, go ahead and, good morning, you're on WWGH with Adam. Yes, hi there, how you doing today?
Hi. Well, you're on the spot over there. I've been listening to your voice, and it was all up and down, but now you're on your program. It's coming in real clear.
Good, yeah. You know, radio is a bit tricky because... the weather, the terrain can all affect it, but I'm glad you're good.
Yeah, you're real clear. But when you and Scott, it was low, sounded like you was in a tunnel or someplace.
Now, were you listening...
And I played with my train off and everything.
Are you listening in the car or on a regular radio at home? Are you listening on the computer? How are you listening?
Okay.
On a regular radio, sir, or on the computer? Okay. It'll happen. Technology is always a struggle. But I appreciate you calling, and we appreciate you being such a dedicated listener to our station. Tell all your friends and family about us. All right. Have a good day. Thanks for calling. You are tuned to WWGH Radio in Marion, the Talking Place, taking your phone calls. Let us know, how do we sound? Always curious, because you know there are many aspects to radio, and one of them is the quality of the signal, the quality of the announcer, and items to address during a radio broadcast. 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-9944. That is the telephone number. Again, you can try to stump the DJ. Give me a tune from between about 73 and 87. See if I can guess it, provide the year, maybe the album, maybe the singer, or the group. and see if I'm really quite the authority on music that I like to brag about. We can talk politics, Biden administration, Trump administration, immigration, baseball, all the controversy that's been addressed on Facebook. Would love to hear from you, because here on a talk radio station, everybody's opinions are welcome. Doesn't matter if you don't agree with me. If you do, that's fine. But if you don't, if you think I'm crazy, well, you know what? That's fine also. Baseball season is back. Of course, there's a lot of controversy with the All-Star Game and some legislation in the great state of Georgia. Some people are for it. Some people are against it. Some people don't understand it. Some people, myself included, think we should spend less time on the politics surrounding baseball and more time playing the game. America's pastime is back in full swing, bringing with it lots of enthusiastic fans and a great opportunity to revisit a couple curious habits held by the game's most superstitious and quirky players. One great thing about professional sports, and I think baseball is the most prevalent in this area, is that players can be superstitious. They have their routines, their rituals, their ways of doing things, and that hasn't really changed. I think it's been a part of Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball ever since it started many, many years ago. One player that comes to mind, a recent player, in fact, one that I had met, got his autograph at a minor league game, and he was one of the nicest players I've ever met. A really good down-to-earth guy was Turk Wendell. His real name is Steven. So his older baseball cards say Steven Wendell. But anyway, Turk Wendell was known for doing some kind of unusual things. He would brush his teeth between innings. He would kind of make some moves around the mound to kind of show his presence. And for some reason, use his superstitious nature to be the best baseball player that he could. He was not a bad pitcher whatsoever. He played between 1993 and 2004. One thing he was known for is that umpires roll rather than toss a baseball as he was getting ready to do his mound work. He was known for chewing exactly 4 pieces of black licorice and, as I mentioned, brushing his teeth between innings. We would wait for cues from teammates, like a wave, before proceeding. He would jump over the foul line. We talk about how it's superstitious, it's bad luck to step on a sidewalk crack. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. In fact, Devo, a band from Ohio, sang about that in their very popular song, Whip It. But with Turk Wendell, he would jump across the foul line. He wouldn't step on those foul markers. He even would draw 3 crosses into the mound's dirt at the beginning of each inning. The catcher stands up. Wendell would respond with a crouch. Believe it or not, baseball's foul strike rule goes back to 1901 as a response to players developing a knack for hitting foul after foul to earn a walk. Wade Boggs, one of the best pure hitters for average of all time. The Chicken Man is what teammates used to call him. Wade Boggs began having pregame chicken meals as a budgeting necessity in his early days as a player. Now, by today's standards, Wade Boggs is worth $10-20 million a year in salary, but even when he was playing, baseball players didn't quite earn that many bucks. After noticing his statistics bumping up, he figured the chicken had something to do with it, and so he kept the tradition, dining on foul to prevent fouls on the field. Quite a strategy. So Wade Boggs, along with Tony Gwynn, one of the best average hitters or pure hitters in my generation, they are not without superstition. Never had a chance to meet or get the autograph of Wade Boggs, but it was kind of an honor meeting Turk Wendell. I gave him an old baseball card to sign that was listed as Steven Wendell, which is his actual name. And again, really good guy. Maybe he just kind of saw something in me that I'm a little quirky myself, and maybe there was a bit of a connection. So not quite sure what Turk Wendell is doing now, but definitely one of the great characters in the great game of baseball as we begin the 2021 season. Of course, my favorite team, the Cincinnati Reds. Many people are thinking they're not going to be quite the big red machine that they were in the mid-70s or the surprise world championship team of 1990, but you never know. One thing about professional sports is if you think you figured it out, you are probably wrong, because baseball is always with a surprise or two. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 on your frequency modulation or FM dial. And also you can listen online through the TuneIn app or through our website at WWGH1071.com. And if you're a Facebook friend of mine, we invite you to watch my live video on my Facebook page. Look up Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio, and you will see my face and hear my dulcet tones. 27 minutes after 10 in the a.m. And this time of the year, folks, it might start out a little bit nippy, but as the day wears on, it rapidly warms up. You will hear our official weatherman, Zach Fuller, about 10 minutes after every hour here at the station. But we're expecting temperatures well in the 70s later this week. Of course, it doesn't mean we're not going to see snow and cold the weekend or next week. April certainly is one month where it can be winter one day, summer the next, and you're not quite sure what on the day following. We do have a guest in the studio. He's been on with me from time to time. He is somebody with much talent in the artistic world. As I mentioned, he does look a little older today. Not quite. Well, I think we do know why, because we did discuss that earlier. Let me see if our microphones are functioning. So, Mr. Special Birthday Guest, how are we doing on this fine Monday morning?
Always excellent to chat with you, Adam.
And as I mentioned, you are celebrating a milestone today, a birthday.
Yeah, just a smidge older. That happens once a year.
Not quite the milestone birthday that Scott Spears celebrated a few weeks ago.
I prefer not to express my vintage.
Right. But that's okay. It's a good vintage because, you know, I know in my case, I don't get older. I get better.
Exactly.
I must really be good at this point.
That's why we're all becoming vintage in our own special way, day by day.
Now, as people know, you are the official artist, although I say artiste, because when you're really good, you become an artiste of downtown Marion.
Yes.
Now, remind our listeners of the artistic project that you are doing so artfully in the just west side of downtown.
At the local downtown county building at 222 West Center Street, inside near the treasurer, engineering, auditors, and voting location inside the county building. I'm doing a Korean War conflict mural. It's a 30-foot long wall space in the building there, 9 feet at one end and about 12, 13 feet at the other end, and a lot of photorealism. Aircraft and tank. Portraits of local veterans are in the process of just starting to go in, and a little bit more of a layout, still to layout, but it looks great and I'm excited. And a cinematographer is going to come starting tomorrow to do some time-lapse video of this project, so I'm excited about that, so that way people can actually see part of the mural go on.
Talking to William Obenauer, the official artiste of downtown Marion, and celebrating a milestone today as we wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you, Adam.
Kind of put you to work on the station during your birthday. That isn't really very nice of me. Plus, I had him arrange the curtains in the studio, taking advantage of his artistic talent.
It's all part of being me. I go where I need to be.
So, what is your assessment of our new digs here on South Prospect Street?
I love the new place and space. It's going to be a really spectacular location in the near and future. as well.
Yep, we are looking up and getting better and stronger and wonderfuler than ever. Just one quick question, William. As an arts supporter, someone who's been around art your entire life, what advice would you give to a youngster who realizes that he or she has artistic talent and would like to do it as a career, as a hobby? How do you nurture an artistic inclination in a younger person?
Well, self-criticism is our worst enemy, as well as not giving up. Don't look at others and see what they're doing, and criticize your own work for what it is. What you are doing each day as who you are is who you are supposed to be. But if you want to learn a technique or something, you know, talk to somebody. Don't give up. You know, you always want to move forward and you know, grab pieces and parts from here and there and learn techniques and grasp you know, that and utilize that without you know, going, oh, I'm no good. You know, everyone is on this journey together, and it's all a learning experience. And as long as you're learning and willing to learn, or wanting to learn, or looking to for advice, you know, it's all part of the journey.
Broadcasting a live video here on Facebook under my Facebook page. Broadcasting online at our website, WWGH1071.com, and the old school way, which I think is the best way, on your radio, frequency modulation 107.1 megahertz. And we have a special guest in the studio here on the Adam Lepp program, mid-morning coffee break, William S. Obenauer, the official artiste of the great city of Marion, O.H. One question I had for you, William, again, you're a year older today. It's been a few years since you've been in high school, but that's okay. It's also been many years since I've been in high school. And there's been talk about...
Try not to, you know, put that vintage stamp upon us.
There's been talk about the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, Common Core. What exactly should people learn in school? And I would agree, as a math and science person, you should know how to add. You should know basic algebra. You don't have to go through an entire book of all these complicated equations, but at least understand what we mean when we say something like 3x equals 30. What is x? You should learn geography. I think you should learn the state capitals. I think you should learn about the great state of Ohio, or whatever state you're from, or whatever country you're from, if you're listening in a different locale altogether. There's been a lot of talk about shop. Do people still learn how to use tools, how to have these adulting skills? And in your case, William, about art. Now, certainly some people are born with an artistic talent, and that might be painting on a wall, a 30-foot mural, painting a portrait, doing an abstract. Some people are musically talented. Some people can sing. They can pick up a guitar or saxophone and just start playing and sound like a rock and roll star. In your case, you obviously have a natural artistic talent, but talent can be nurtured. And William, do you think that there has been less of an emphasis on things like arts in education, that even if you don't have the natural talent that someone like yourself does, you need to learn a little bit about it, learn about art history, about how art is so important to the history of this great country. Have we kind of put that to the side? Do you think we need to study art? And again, if you do have a natural inclination or talent, nurture that talent. Has that kind of gone by the wayside? Is there a way to solve that if you think that it has?
The parents are the most important part of that factor, because the parents have the kids around them a lot of the time. However, you know, schooling through the arts, sadly, art seems to end up being the first program cut out of the curriculum when budgets are looked at and reviewed. You know, art is the one thing that usually gets chopped out, and you know, as long as the kids do the best they can to learn themselves at times, go to the library, check out a book, you know, books are always good, or watch a you know, program on art, just you know, just get in there and give it your best shot, really.
So you would agree that some of these other topics, not just the three R's, the Common Core. They're not emphasized like they should, even though you may not have artistic talent. And goodness sakes, I can't draw a straight line. Learning art history, and that includes music history, the arts in general. We need to have more of that. It helps us to appreciate this great country, as art really is a big part of it.
It is. Well, everyone has their own unique, special talent or talents, you know. Some visually seen, some not so. With great wisdom is great responsibility, but with great wisdom you can do a lot with that wisdom for greater good, or on the perhaps flip side, sadly. But it just really depends upon how the knowledge is utilized.
How about musical history? Now, of course, that's a biased topic with me because I'm a musical historian. Do we need to learn about 1955 with Elvis and the rock and roll era, the Beatles, and 64, disco in the late 70s? And how does that compare with modern music? And makes no secret, I don't like 99% of modern music. Should we learn about that, the influence of country, of R&B? That's part of the art, and I think that's important also.
Well, music through the decades, is the best way I would say, has changed, although people change as music changes and people enjoy certain or drawn to certain music presentations, I guess.
I know,
the best
you're
way to
a
say.
Big Whitney Houston fan, I believe.
I have my moments depending upon really what the artist is presenting. And, you know, artist by artist, they have different songs that reach out and touch your heart or your soul or help you traverse the day.
Do you have a favorite musician or a favorite song?
That's a good question.
Tricky question, right?
Yeah, I have a multitude of favorites. I guess you would say it's the best way to put it.
I kind of look at my favorites from different genres. Like Dream On by Aerosmith has traditionally been my favorite kind of rock song, power ballad. When Will I See You Again by the 3 Degrees, one of my favorite early to mid 70s songs. A Philadelphia Sound, which I think was some of the best music ever. Kind of a cross between disco and R&B and little jazz and soft rock mixed in.
Well, I mean, I guess I could go down a little bit. Step by Step by Whitney Houston is one of my favorites, although 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton is hilarious and a favorite.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Looking down a quick...
Step by Step by Eddie Rabbit, is that the song you mean?
Step by Step by Whitney Houston.
Oh, there was a Step by Step by Eddie Rabbit also.
Yeah. Each
many songs
artist,
like there's a lot of songs called Lady, and actually the Styx song and the Little River Band song are two of my favorites. Now, I mentioned my love of Kenny Rogers. Actually, Lady is his biggest top 40 hit, number one for 6 weeks, written by Lionel Richie. He made a lot of royalties on that. That's actually one of my least favorite Kenny Rogers songs, so there's the irony for you. I like Kenny Rogers' story songs. Lucille, Don't Take Your Love to Town, of course, Coward of the County, The Gambler, Daytime Friends, Nighttime Lovers. Those are some of my favorite songs, and I've been known to belt them out of karaoke. Lady is okay. It's a great tune, shows Kenny Rogers' ability to cross many genres. Just not really my favorite song from it, maybe because it was during my radio days in the 80s and kind of got tired of hearing it. But Lady by Styx is a great song. It starts out mellow, then it gets kind of loud, and Dennis DeYoung's great vocals, Tommy Shaw's great instrumentation. Good tune. So many good songs in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, I think we share a love for Whitney Houston. We were talking last hour, William, about people that have passed away much too early.
Oh, yeah.
Whitney Houston, I start crying thinking about her. She had a rough life. She had some domestic and personal issues and struggles, and that sometimes is the price of fame. That will happen.
Very true.
But what a voice.
Yeah.
And she was so beautiful. I mean, she was someone who looked like she sounded. I mean, she had a beautiful, sweet voice, and she had that beautiful, innocent look. Amy Grant, I think, too, in early parts of her career, we were talking about this on Facebook, in the mid-80s when she became a mainstream singer, her image, her wholesome image, matched her music, and we need more of that, and that's important.
A newer song that I found that I really enjoy is Live Your Story. I'm not able to enunciate her name, but it's a wonderful, wonderful song, you know.
Are you aficionado, William, of the power ballads. Like Night Ranger is one of the best recent bands that could just belt out a power ballad. They were big in my radio days in mid to late 80s. Aerosmith had Angel by Aerosmith is similar to Dream On, and they certainly can belt out a power ballad. Steven Tyler, outstanding range.
There's a lot of artists that have their moment is the best way to put it, and there are moments for each artist that present a song or record that just really touches one of us out there in a special way, depending upon what they're going through moment by moment each day.
Now, you are certainly talented, William, on the canvas. Do you sing? Do you play an instrument? I never really asked you. Did you take guitar lessons? I used to play guitar. I took lessons, and my sister played the clarinet. She was actually quite good. I kind of see you as kind of a saxophone guy or maybe a violin.
I would like to have, but maybe played the chopsticks on the piano at my grandmother's home when I was a little kid, but a little harmonica, but that's really about the extent of my musical talent for the most part, other than I enjoy singing now and then. But
I sing comedy purposes at karaoke. But, you know, some songs I can kind of belt out.
Yeah.
In fact, I've sung enough happy birthdays in the last few weeks. I think I've kind of gotten it down.
Gotcha.
Sang happy birthday to Scott. Sang happy birthday to you.
Yes, thank you.
Not quite sure what birthday it is, but it's a good one.
Yeah, well, it's good to be me. And
that's all you can
be.
To be
here doing what I can to help in the way I do.
We're talking to William S. Obenauer, the official artist of Downtown Marion and Environs, about music, about art. But one thing we agree on 100%, that coffee is kind of wearing off, I think, is as much as I support learning arithmetic, geography, history of your local area, as well as this great country and the world, science, we should not de-emphasize arts education, just like we shouldn't de-emphasize adulting skills and things like taking shop.
Everything, I mean, the basics are really essential, and they should be used and learned and utilized to your best benefit.
We're encouraging folks, chime in. Don't think that just because we're having a little conversation doesn't mean that you cannot participate. 740-383-9944. That's the number here at our new studio just southwest of downtown in the great city of Marion, Ohio, in Marion County. History, William, we talk about the wars our country has been in, many aspects of how our nation has evolved since we started the United States on 1776. Arts, again, be it music, be it artwork on a canvas, are important.
Yeah.
And we never should forget to learn arts. Even if you don't have any talent, you should explore what talent you might have, because I think you would agree, everybody has some artistic talent.
They do.
Even if it's just talking. I mean, we have Ted Williams, the golden voice.
Exactly.
Because he sings also. There's his talent. We got me. I'm not quite sure what kind of talent I have, but we'll get back to that.
Man of many.
Yeah, your talents, obviously, are on the canvas. But learn art history. And we have many great American artists. Andy Warhol kind of comes to mind because he is in some ways like you in that he paints realism. He would paint soup cans.
Yeah.
And just make artwork out of things that seem kind of ordinary.
Trivial, yeah.
There's a restaurant that you help out at from time to time, and you've painted...
I just go around here and there and having fun here in Marion, living my California dream here in Marion.
Yeah. You've painted the fishies?
Yeah, at Harding Harbor Seafood.
At a restaurant?
It's a fun destination location, and some future events that I'm looking forward to announcing. Something around Mother's Day that might be fun for those that are able to attend. Although we might fill up rather quickly there, but again, I'll surprise you at a later time on that aspect.
And of course, we have artists that have come from many parts of the world. I know I've asked you this before, but you know, at my age, I become forgetful. Do you have a favorite American artist, living or deceased?
Well, two dear friends of mine that, again, passed away this past year and a half ago, Art Berry, a local, very, very talented artist known for his Mobius spheres, and those are a twisted sphere that, it's a unique concept that is enjoyable to see in his artwork, and I have a couple of his pieces, and just really honored to have those, and I have my collection of art, and newer friends that I've picked here and there, although, even the Countywide High School Art Show, the newer talent that's coming into the world, I enjoy getting to see the high school kids' talents and kids anywhere. I just really enjoy art in this basic raw form. Even a stick figure by a little kid is adorable.
You mentioned a spear. Now, yeah. Is that Scott Spears or just a different kind of a spear?
No, it's a unique presentation that I'd have to show a example at a later time.
Not associated with the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears.
No, but it is sort of unique,
okay,
just like Scott.
Talking to William S. Obenauer, who is the official artist of Downtown Marion, about his artwork, art history, people that he has come in contact with that he's admired. And as I say, I don't have the ability to even draw a straight line, but I think arts education, along with shop, home ec, and that applies to male and female people, we shouldn't lose track of learning that.
It's essential.
Not only in elementary school and high school, but in life. Because as my mama said, you learn something new every day. And art history, music history is so important in this great country and our great legacy.
Exactly.
Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place. 12 minutes before 11. Did I interrupt you, William? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
On your birthday, interrupting you. Bad enough I put you to work working on our drapery situation, which you have solved. Of course, it is a Cleveland Indians blanket, and I'm a Reds fan, but that's okay. I'm a baseball fan in general.
We do what we do to get through.
Taking your phone calls here on the air at 740-383-WWGH, The Talking Place. Remind you that the lovely Linda Sims takes the airwaves chair and the microphone at about 13-14 minutes after 4, followed by the not-so-lovely but very talented nonetheless, Michael Wilson. Just call him Mike as a motorcycle drives by. About 15 minutes after 5, with a program that is so good, it doesn't even have a name. It's just the Mike Wilson Radio Program. Mike is a walking encyclopedia of Morrow, Marion, and other counties in the area.
And uses the mic, well.
Definitely.
Well.
Mike's a really good guy, proud to have him. We may rib him a little bit, but we are very proud to have him. He is a longtime fixture in radio in the Marion and Mount Gilead area. Taking your phone calls again, 740-383-9944. Adam Lepp here with Mid-Morning Coffee Break on The Talking Place. Also broadcasting a live video on my Facebook page. As I mentioned, it is baseball season. Opening day has come and gone. And goodness sakes, my Reds are in first place. Of course, that's only after 3 games, so let's see if that continues. But we keep our fingers crossed. Mentioned Turk Wendell, a favorite baseball player of mine that I had a chance to meet and get an autograph from many years ago. One of my other favorite players when I was growing up, a little further back, was Mark Fenrich. In fact, my mom and I used to find him to be quite entertaining. And he went by the Bird. Kind of because he, with his curly, blonde, messy hair, he kind of looked like a bird. He played for the Detroit Tigers, a regional team here in Mid-Ohio, from 1976 to 1980. Fans loved it when he came to the field. After chants of, "We want the Bird," Mark Fenrich would crouch on the mound, sometimes appearing to be speaking to himself. I do that. I speak to myself all the time. and aimed the ball as if it were a dart. He had a personal catcher of sorts. Coaches themselves didn't want to jinx his luck and had the same rookie catcher, Bruce Kim, who was later, I believe, a coach for the Padres, assigned to collect each of his successful pitches. So, another fun player. A lot of these players with their superstitions, their rituals, their routines, kind of added to the fun. And that's one great thing about baseball and sports in general. We might think these superstitions and rituals are funny, but they definitely have a purpose. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, if you ever miss a program, be sure to go to our website, which is curated, programmed, and hosted by yours truly, WWGH1071.com. About 8.5 minutes left to the show, and just enough time to pretend that I'm Casey Kasem. The late, great Casey Kasem, whom I used to listen to every week. He is on Sirius 7 with countdowns multiple times during the week. We're not going to count down the top 50 songs because, as I mentioned, I really don't like any of the current music that's out there, with a few exceptions. We're going to count down the top 50 websites. So what do you think are the top 3 websites? Well, that it's pretty obvious and really no surprises, but some of the lower ranked sites might be a surprise. Number 50 is USPS.com, the United States Postal Service, with the former Postmaster General, Megan Brennan, who Scott, I, and others from the station had a chance to meet a few years ago at the Mr. Rogers stamp introduction. Number 49, a geek website that I've been to many times, StackOverflow.com, has programming hints and tips and tricks. IMDb.com, a favorite site of mine where you can look up celebrities, famous important people, musicians, actors and actresses, and all that good stuff. Again, these are the top 50 websites in the United States of America. Number 47 is Quizlet.com, and unfortunately, I'm not sure what Quizlet.com is, so I will let you quiz me if you want to find out, and just type it into your web browser and be enlightened. Number 46 is Fidelity.com, a popular financial institution. CA.gov is number 45. Makes sense. That's the website for the state of California, and being our most populous state, it would make sense that it would be up there. Number 45. HomeDepot.com, number 44. Of course, with spring here, a lot of people are shopping for home improvements, and it would make sense that HomeDepot.com is up there. AmazonAWS.com, a place where documents are stored on Amazon servers, number 43. Of course, the regular Amazon will be higher up. AliExpress.com, I'm not familiar with that one either. That's number 42. Hulu.com, number 41. They broadcast the Mary Tyler Moore Show, starring Ed Asner and others. Ed Asner being a frequent guest on the Scott Spears Interviewer to the Stars morning radio program. Again, Hulu.com, Mary Tyler Moore, and many other great programs. Another favorite site of mine, Craigslist.org, an online classified website, classified ads, and all kinds of other good stuff. Okta.com, OKTA number 39, another one I'm not really familiar with. 38 is NYTimes.com, the New York Times, the nation's largest city. So it would make sense that the large newspaper there would be ranked number 38. Here's one that's probably going to increase as tax day approaches, IRS.gov, number 37. The job website, Indeed.com, number 36. Another financial institution, WellsFargo.com, number 35. Number 34, the computer, phone, tablet company, Apple.com, number 34. Twitter, which probably has dropped in rank since the end of the Trump administration, especially with Donald Trump having been banned from Twitter, or at least he was banned. Number 33 was Twitter. Force.com, I'm actually not sure about that one, is 32. Salesforce.com, not to be confused with Force.com, is number 31. CNN.com, which I call the Coronavirus News Network. Again, political commentary, you might get that out of me from time to time. That is number 30. Dropbox.com, for file sharing, number 29. Adobe.com, maker of Photoshop and other great programming, Programs 28, Etsy.com. That's a company which has been very profitable in the financial news of late. Number 27. Number 26. That's an interesting one. Walmart.com. Wally World's website where you can locate your favorite store, where you can order stuff, or just look at all the pretty pictures. Walmart.com, number 26. Number 25 is LinkedIn.com, kind of a job search, a professional networking version of Facebook. ESPN.com, the sports network, again, as baseball season gets underway, number 24. Number 23, well, this is a family program. I'm not going to provide the name of the site, but let's say that it starts with C, and the last letter is E. And again, this is not a website you want to share with anybody under the age of 21. So we're going to just, we're going to pass over that one. Number 22, financial company for doing taxes and managing your finances for your home or business, Intuit.com. Microsoft Online, one of Microsoft's multiple sites, number 21. Number 20 is Twitch.tv. I believe it's a streaming service. Zillow.com. And we talked about my real estate investing as one of my many avocations, so I do use Zillow from time to time. Instagram is 18. Instructure.com, I'm not sure about that one either, is number 17. Netflix.com, another streaming service, number 16. Chase.com, it's about not chasing people, not dogs chasing cars, it's the bank, the very large bank, number 15. Microsoft.com, number 14. Live.com is 13. Number 12 is Bing. 11 is Office. So those are all part of Microsoft. So Microsoft not having a very, very high ranking, like in the top five, but multiple websites in the top 15. eBay, number 9. My Shopify, number 10. Another favorite site of mine, Wikipedia.org, is number 8. Reddit, which has been in the news quite a bit for their investment advice, their gossip, their exchange between users, is number 7. Now we have the top 6 websites. Now with about 2 minutes left, William, what do you think might be one of the top 6 websites? One of the ones I've not mentioned yet. Any guesses?
No, I just sort of chuckle as you went with the post office, probably people checking on when a package is going to be delivered and the IRS for, okay, where's my check?
Well, number 6 is Facebook.
Okay.
Interestingly, you would think Facebook would be higher, but a lot of people use it as the on the app. So the website is 6, but the app app is probably number 1.
Facebook, Instagram, I'd say probably are up there.
Number 5 is one that was almost unheard of 2 years ago, but is now enormous, Zoom.us. Mm-hmm. You talk
very
about
much,
exponential growth.
Well, due to COVID, that's how meetings are mostly done. So
I would say the top 4, not much of a surprise. Number 4 is Yahoo, which used to be more popular, but again, other search engines have overtaken it, but still well used. People get their mail, their news, their financial news is excellent. It's a great place for stock quotes and business information. Number 3 is Amazon, the online shopping service. And number 2 and number 1 are the same company. Number 2 is, of course, YouTube, where you can watch videos and other good stuff. Number 1, again, not very surprising, is Google, where Google is everything from a search engine to news to sports to Gmail to who knows what.
Google it.
Yep, Google it to find out. That would certainly sum it up. Adam Lepp here, thanking you for listening. About 15 seconds left. Be sure to stay tuned for much more great programming. Linda, coming up about 15 after 4. Mike at 15 after 5. From our new studio here, just southwest of downtown Marion, thank William for being with me today.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Adam at WWDH.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.